When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
We will now pause for station identification. This is NUTS.
Wow.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Dude, we're getting the band back together.
You know I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our musical guest, Lulu.
Better get your old tuxedo fresh. Better throw a button on your vest.
Bitch, I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I guess we're in the next life.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys at
SonOfCheese.com
for being so cool.
He's back, the band behind the best.
And we crawl out of his home.
Ugh, that was creepy. I would rather hump a piece of splintered boss away.
Welcome to the big show.
Holy shit, they are back.
Hey, excuse me, Holmes.
It is now time for the triumphant return.
What it is, bro?
Of Colin Burton.
We're from out of town.
From fizzlingpop.com.
No shit.
And Derek Knight.
Evil has an interesting flavor.
From sonofcheese.com.
There's frowns in my band.
With the first new episode in like a year.
Hey, look at all that meat.
Of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Not bad for a has-been and a couple of never will be.
It's actually been way more than a year. It has been exactly 4 years, 4 months, and 15 days. Since we, since I posted a podcast. A lot has happened in that time. In fact, right before, probably about the same time the podcast was being recorded, Hosni Mubarak had resigned as the leader of Egypt. Not long after that, Charlie Sheen was fired from 2.5 Men. There was that tsunami in Japan that destroyed the blue paint factory, which is why I couldn't get a goddamn blue car that year. It took me until this year to get a goddamn blue car. Osama bin Laden was killed. The last space shuttle mission happened. That Occupy Wall Street bullshit happened. Muammar Gaddafi was killed. I lost my job. I got divorced. The old Studio D Chevalier got foreclosed on. A lot of stuff happened. Pope Benedict stepped down.
It's amazing that our stopping podcasting caused all of that.
I know. Unfortunately, it's not all shits and giggles because we did lose two members, unfortunately. In January of 2014, we lost Justin Carmichael. It's not news, but since we have been on a 4-year-plus hiatus, this is the first we've got to speak of it. Also, my sister and I lost our dad in December of 2014. Both were regular contributors to the podcast, and we miss them quite a bit. However, with me, as always, Colin Burton.
Hello, everybody. I'm no longer with fizzlingpop.com.
I don't think that even exists, does it?
Well, and I think there's a squatter there now.
I could say of sonofcheese.com, and that's where this podcast will be hosted. But I don't really do much with it. But with me also, my sister Heather.
Hello.
And new voice on the podcast, but definitely not new to this room, is Jessica Schleiger.
Hi.
A.K.A. Jessica Robot Narwhal.
Oh, and, hello.
I guess we could say of actionbearimprov.com, since that's our tiny little improv group. But yes, we have a new cast now. Ray couldn't come. I didn't check with Jason Ozant because it was too much of a last-minute thing. And I think he lives somewhere out in the boondocks now, like in a completely different part of the state where it's bare. Like, there's a window to get a phone call in and out of and or electricity, and it's very small. I didn't want to waste it. I didn't want to waste that window. But
it would have been a waste.
Absolutely.
Because it absolutely would have been a waste. Time, really.
Yeah. Well, to drive all the way up here for cocktails and podcasting. But we all have our cocktails. I have a properly made Sazerac, which is hard to get, apparently, in this town. My sister has an Amaretto Sour.
Properly made.
Also properly made. Jessica, what do you have?
Mai Tai, which is my favorite ever and almost impossible to find properly made this one.
And yet properly made.
And yet properly made.
Colin is enjoying the cocktail of the week, which is the Zombie. Also hard to find properly made. And because we like you, it's the cocktail of the week, and so you will find the recipe coinciding with this post so you can make one and drink along. That is, if you have a home bar that is akin to mine, which is actually more booze than you would find in most actual bars.
It's a lot of booze.
Which is awesome. And I'm not an alcoholic because it's still there.
Right.
That's how you know. Also, there's still Hennessy on the shelf, which means MC Humpty Hump has not been to my house. It's true. So, we've been gone for over 4 years, kids. So what has happened with you, Colin?
I got fired, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then I got a new job.
Yeah, now we both work at the same place.
Again.
Which is so weird. I've gone through a couple of pub quizzes as well. Now I've got another quiz, which is much smaller than the old quizzes, which is actually good, because I don't feel so much pressure. Mm. But you like what you do? He won't listen to this. It's fine.
I'm very tired of doing what I do. I will say that.
Yeah.
But I'm also able to branch out a bit more. I mean, that whole Trello thing and everything.
Yeah. So. I went to the hospital recently for a couple of tests on the old ticker and the typical small talk that the people make because, you know, that's their job. They see so many people all the time and it's for the same shit. So they have their little small talk gig down. And they have to ask you all sorts of pieces of information, personal and otherwise. And I had to list, like, every event that has happened in my life from age 2 on. It was a lot like when I applied to be a postal worker, and that didn't work out either. But, of course, you know, they ask, where do you work? Well, I work at 3G Engagement. Do you like what you do? And I was like, no, I don't, actually. I don't like what I do, but that's okay.
That's part of life.
I have a job that pays the bills.
Exactly.
And then I have another job that doesn't pay the bills, but pays the bills in fun. And then I have another job on top of that, which is what I did last night, which is dinner detective, where I get to run around with a gun and a badge and pretend to be a cop for about 4 hours and scare the living shit out of people, which is the best thing ever. Literally, watching people be afraid is my favorite thing of all time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, and how many people can say that they're paid actors? Living and working in Colorado Springs.
You and I, it comes in on a 1099, and that means we can deduct all sorts of shit on our taxes that is acting related. We are actors. Yeah. Did you know that? We are paid actors.
I deduct probably 10 times more from my taxes than what I actually get paid. It's wonderful.
Oh, so do I. I mean, right now, everything you see in here, tax deduction, because this is an extension of acting.
Mm-hmm. Netflix subscription?
Absolutely.
It's too bad you don't like going to movies because you could probably deduct that too as research.
I actually do like going to movies. I don't know where you get this piece of information. But let's talk about that. What makes you think I don't like going to movies?
I don't know. I just thought you didn't. I thought you were not a moviegoer.
I'm a moviegoer. Clearly, I'm a moviegoer.
What do you mean clearly? I don't know. I guess it's the fact you have very few movies on DVD. I think that's why I think you don't go to movies.
I have over 400 movies on DVD.
When did this happen?
It's been happening.
In the last 4 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I know back in the day, you had this little shelf with maybe 15 movies on it. That was it.
Well,
because you were of the opinion that you've seen it once, why see it again?
You must have been speaking to a completely different person, because I have... I mean, again, 4 years, 4 months, and 15 days. This has been our hiatus. This is a long fucking hiatus. Things have happened. Like, Max is 7 now. Max was 2. Like, he was 2 when we recorded the last podcast. He was 3 when I posted it. He's 7 now. He's going into second grade. I have over 400 movies on DVD. Things happen. Hosni Mubarak is no longer in power in Egypt.
Blue paint.
Barack Obama got reelected.
Blue paint.
Blue paint.
Well, but now he has a blue car, so that's all good.
Yeah. Blue Paint Factory.
Mm-hmm. Like the blue paint factories have gone down and then recovered.
They have. This is the ultimate in, you know, like rising from the ashes. This is the phoenix that is blue paint for vehicles.
It's the phoenix of modern times.
It is. Heather, what's been up with you?
I've been trying to think, and honestly, like, nothing new. I think...
Nothing out of the ordinary status quo for me, derp.
No, I think, I don't know when we... If it was only 4 years...
No, he was, two.
The last podcast was posted on February 25th, 2011.
Okay,
that was a
then.
Friday.
It was a Friday, yes.
Now, you're probably still working at the same job.
I am.
Probably still have the same interests.
I do.
You're probably still, I won't say you're the most boring person in the room. I will say you're the most consistent person in the room.
That's a better way of saying it.
Who the fuck's the most boring person? Hello?
Well, obviously me, but...
He looks at Justin.
Justin's not boring.
No. I didn't say, I said I wouldn't call her that. That's what I meant was...
He just said it in a nicer way. I'm more consistent.
Hmm. No, but you see, by saying I wouldn't call you the most boring person means there's somebody more boring than you.
Well, no, that's the insinuation, but it's not the reality.
Mm. Oh, so she's really the most boring person,
well,
too.
You know that.
Consistency does not equal boring.
No.
No, and seriously, nothing new has really happened.
You have a really cute dog.
We do. We have a puppy.
See?
And I got a cat with three legs.
Yeah, you now have Tripod Cat.
I do.
Oh, my God.
What?
We should call Tripod Cat.
We should. You know he's just like doing nothing but pining away for food.
He's probably happy Sadie's not in the house.
Oh, so happy. He's probably having a party.
A he also has a cocktail.
Party. Yeah.
Oh. Keep on talking. What has happened? Surely stuff has happened.
Stuff has happened, but...
We're both losing weight. So that's good.
Yeah, we started going to the gym. Colin, join
Hello.
The gym. Hello.
Hello.
Wesley?
Yes, this is Tripod Cat.
Wesley, what are you doing? Wesley?
Okay, wait.
Wesley?
Yes?
What are you doing?
Yes, this is Tripod Cat.
Tripod Cat, what are you doing?
Why is the door closed?
Because you're not allowed to go outside alone.
There's outside. I want to be outside.
You can't go outside. You can't protect yourself.
I can totally protect myself.
With what?
With 3 out of 4 legs.
But you only have one leg with claws.
That's how I answered the phone, bitch.
Wesley, language.
You kiss your mother with that mouth. Listen to me. Tripod Cat wants to go outside and wants to go outside now.
You can't.
If you cannot meet my demands, I will destroy one Funko Pop figure for every minute you delay.
Damn it! Go see if Carson can open the door for you.
Dog? You mean stupid dog? Dog won't let me out.
He might.
Dog won't do it, I've asked.
Ooh, maybe Barnaby can do it.
Here, wait, let me put dog on the phone.
Not letting Cat out.
Go ask
See,
Barnaby.
I
go
told
ask,
you.
Go ask Barnaby.
Who the fuck is Barnaby?
The dragon.
Okay, Daenerys Targaryen. Dragons aren't real. I hate to be the one to burst your bubble. Hey, Tripod Cat wants out.
Maybe the snake can let you out.
Fuck you and the snake. What is going on with you? This is like, what is this like? All mythical creatures letting the mythical cat out?
Snakes are real?
Why don't you... Okay, here, I'll tell you what. You... Wait, do we have a snake in the house?
Oh, you know we do.
One of my big... It's my third biggest fear.
What's the rest do?
How did Tripod Cat not know there was a snake in this house?
Oh, you know. You just choose to ignore him.
Well, that is my superpower. You guys.
Gaz.
I want to go out. Tripod Cat out.
If you can find a way to open the door...
That Tripod Cat. Language.
Yeah, he's a dick.
This language on Tripod Cat. And his name, what is his name? Wesley?
Wesley.
Why did you name him Wesley?
Jordan named him Wesley after a character on Clone High.
Why do you let Jordan name all the pets?
Oh, we don't. We go in...
She just takes the opportunity.
We kind of go in... Like, Carson came with his name. And then she named Barnaby and she named Wesley. Well, she named Sadie, too. Because that's her dog. And then I named the rats, and we all kind of named the snake.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning here. You have how many animals in your house?
Two dogs, one cat, two rats, a dragon, and a snake. Seven.
And what are all of their names?
All right. The dogs are Carson and Sadie. The cat is Wesley. The rats are Flynn and Varley. The dragon is Barnaby, and the snake is Kotetsu.
What kind of snake?
Ball python.
Ball. So, since this is not, you haven't been on hiatus, this is just your first podcast, why don't you tell listener a little bit about yourself?
Wow.
Do you like long walks on the beach?
Frisky
I'm
women?
Slowly vying for world domination through peaceful means. I have several of the greatest jobs ever. Work for a brewery, so I get to drink at that job. And then I work for Geeks Who Drink, so I get to drink at that job. And then I also do Dinner Detective, so I can deduct everything from my taxes. It's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm just trying to... I'm blown away mentally because I'm still thinking about the zoo that's in the condo just around the corner. Like,
well, it's more of a townhome. A condo implies former apartments that were turned into purchasable homes, in my opinion.
And men with hairy chests and gold chains.
Yes.
And Weird Al.
And Weird Al. Gonna buy me a condo.
I always wanted a condo when I was growing up because of that song. Gonna
buy me a cuisinart.
And then I learned what a condo actually was.
Get a wall to wall carpeting. Get a wallet full of credit cards.
That song has a different meaning as an adult.
It really does.
It
of course, this was the
kid.
80s. I mean, the 80s were a weird time. Like, you could get a wallet full of credit cards and nobody knew about it. Except the credit card companies. And they just kept heaping credit cards on you. That was before the laws changed about
that. Oh, see, I think that's more the 90s. I think the 80s is like, how much money do you actually have in your bank account before we'll give you one of these cards?
Mm. No, it's true. I was too young in the 80s to have credit cards. I had a lot of them in the 90s, though. Way too many.
I got my first credit card from a guy that was giving away free t-shirts for people that signed up for credit cards. I think that's how most of us got our first credit card.
I really don't need a credit card, but god damn, I need a t-shirt.
And with the t-shirt, you can buy more, or with the credit card, you can buy more t-shirts.
More t-shirts, exactly. That's right. I looked at it, you know, unfortunately, when I first got a credit card, the first credit card I got was a Sears card.
Ooh, same here.
And it had a $720 limit. Do you know why?
Because you lived at 720 Hackberry.
Yes, they just gave me the limit that was my address. But of course, if you requested a credit increase, they were all too happy to increase your credit line because they knew you would use it and then you would owe them that money. As a younger person, I wasn't necessarily...
Savvy?
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Discerning?
As opposed to saying he was a dumbass.
I was a dumbass.
I wouldn't say you're the dumbest one in the room.
Oh no. Wait a minute. That's not nice to say about Justin. Anyway.
Yeah, my plan with my Sears card was that Sears would go out of business before I had to pay it back, and it didn't work out.
No, Sears is thriving.
Yeah.
Sadly. Well, they joined forces with Kmart to save Kmart's ass. Can you believe that?
And that didn't go so well. Every Kmart here is closed, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
We have a Sears and no Kmart.
Kmart's kind of a death hole, anyway.
The Kmart and Fountain, did that one close?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been down to Fountain in a bit. Not since I moved out of the old house that contained Studio D Chevalier 1. Mm-hmm. This is Studio D Chevalier. There's a big blank space on the wall above Colin's head where this is a shrine to the Broncos and the Avalanche. There used to be some more Bronco stuff on that wall. It all came down spontaneously one night about 2 in the morning.
Oh, seriously?
I was laying in bed, and I hear this ungodly crash, and I'm like, I am afraid to go check that out. More so because I've seen Dad multiple times.
Really?
And I was just really not looking forward to seeing a ghost. And all of everything that was on that wall is now sitting over there because it all crashed down at one time, so I had to clean all that up. It's all still intact.
That's
but it's
good.
No longer on the wall.
That's but, weird.
Yeah. Hey, we should all check into Studio D Chevalier on our Facebook phones. That's another thing that has happened in the 4+ years is now we can check in to Studio D Chevalier on our phones of the future in Facebook. And we can let listener know because listener is probably monitoring Facebook. listener, we got another podcast coming. I mean, this is obviously Time Machine. You heard this while you're listening to the podcast. So it's going to be a little weird. It's hard to rectify. But listener, podcast is happening right now just for you. It's true.
Yeah, I don't really Facebook.
It's becoming like every other activity in the world now where all of us are just sitting here on our phones.
Well, all three of you have been on your phones at some point during this awesome cast, which is funny to me because that was something that did not happen when we used to cast because, well, we probably, A, we didn't have the technology at our fingertips, but B, I think we were just a little bit more polite.
I don't know. I remember us doing a podcast about my new iPhone that I had way back in the day.
Yeah, I think we talked about my new iPhone, which is since I shattered, and then I got a new one, and then I broke that, and I got a new one. And what I did, and I'll tell you what, hey, fuck AT&T, because they sold me what they claim to be like new refurbished, and they claim that all of their refurbished items come from Apple. Well, the battery was one of those that was under the recall, so I took it to the Apple store, and they opened it up and said, wow, we didn't do this, so we can't touch it. So you need to go to AT&T, and we'll give you, I'll give you a written statement saying, I opened this up, this isn't our hardware, we can't touch it, so they need to do something for you. AT&T wouldn't hear it. They were like, nope, everything we do comes from Apple, so there's nothing you can pay a couple hundred to upgrade. And so I said, how about I pay a couple hundred to break my contract, asshole, and I will never give you any more of my money again. I went straight to Verizon. From the point in time when I told the AT&T rep to fuck off, and when I had this Verizon phone in my hand, 33 minutes had elapsed. When I'm motivated, shit happens. Shit happens when I'm motivated.
Yep.
This is the problem with social media. I really went to check in with good intentions, and I've been distracted by an article called Twinkle Tush, a jewel that hangs from a cat's tail to cover its butthole. It is the thing that is Facebook feed right now.
Okay, now I will admit that I am fascinated yet creeped out by animals' buttholes because they seem to display them with utter abandon.
Well, it's how they communicate.
Tell me more.
It's like another device for communication for most animals. It's like, oh, what? You're not picking up my eye and ear signals? Wait, look at my
butt.
How
about my brown eye?
Look at my butt. I'll just squeeze it a little for you.
So this is something you put on your cat to hide his butt?
Yeah, it's...
Is this the equivalent of, like, vajazzling your cat?
Yeah, it is! It exactly is! It's like vajazzling a cat's asshole.
I can't imagine a cat being pleased with that.
Exactly.
No.
Like, in the slightest.
I want to do it to torture my cat.
I mean,
I'm in trouble, though, because my cat doesn't have a tail. So what am I supposed to do?
Are you going to attach it? Staples?
That's discrimination.
Super glue!
That is discrimination. They are biasing their tail jewelry against my poor Manx who doesn't have a tail.
What about a big, long rubber band that you attach to their snout and snap it back onto their butt? Would that work?
Yeah, because that's going to make a cat really happy.
None of it's going to make a cat happy. I didn't think we were in the cat happy making business here.
Oh, this is what you see on cats that some woman is carrying around in her purse. Shopping in Whole Foods. I still haven't checked in either.
I checked in. It's fine, okay? I did it for all of you.
I
am the responsible one in the room. I won't say you're the most irresponsible person in the room.
Justin.
Justin's not on mic, so we can do whatever we want and say whatever we want about him.
Yeah, he's just sitting in the room.
But he has a cocktail. He also is enjoying the cocktail of the week, which is the zombie.
He enjoyed it.
And to clarify... Shit.
Well, he's also 8 feet tall, so I imagine that his alcohol tolerance is legendary, similar to mine.
Don't tell him how much alcohol is in that until he asks for another one.
Plus, to clarify, this is not the Justin Carmichael we spoke of earlier. We did
no, know. This is Colin's kid, Justin, who also works with us and who apparently is now fully a man and is a web developer. So he does all the smart guy stuff while we do all the grunt work.
Yeah.
How fair is that?
Suits me.
So let's turn this thing into a time machine. The two biggest issues in the news today, or at least in the news recently, are marriage equality. The Supreme Court recently came out. They came out of the closet, and in a narrow victory, they legalized same-sex marriage all across this great land. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm fully in favor of marriage equality. I don't believe that there's any good reason to discriminate against anybody getting married. Because, hey, I've been married, and I've been divorced. Jess has been married. She's been divorced. I know that you guys are going strong, but you know what? Marriage is bullshit, so if anybody wants to try it, go for it. I don't see any reason why anybody should be denied the right to be married, especially...
Much like butt sex. Yeah.
Much like butt sex, exactly. But there's still some laws on the books in southern states that says butt sex is not allowed.
And
but,
neither is gay marriage in their states.
And yet the age of consent is 14.
Yay!
Woo!
Butts are way too tight at that age. Anyway.
That takes care of it.
You know, you need to get some cat-ass jewelry to cover that one up with.
Cat-ass jewelry. Say, guys, cat-ass jewelry. Time for cat-ass.
Some twinkle tush.
Twinkle tush. That's cute. But here's the thing about the goddamn internet.
I need to get a hamster just so I can name him Twinkle Tush.
Twinkle Tush. Princess Twinkle Tush, the hamster. Oh, wait. Let's call Twinkle Tush. Give him a call.
Oh, boy. I feel like I'm... Don't know what I'm getting into with, like...
Hello?
900... Oh, hello?
Princess Twinkle Tush here.
Are you sure this isn't Tripod Cat?
Who? No, a Tripod Cat. Princess Twinkle Tush here.
This is really Princess Twinkle Tush.
Totally Princess Twinkle Tush, yeah? Sure, toots. Princess Twinkle Tush.
When did Princess Twinkle Tush become 1920s cat?
When I got... I'm a hamster.
No.
I'm a hamster. Hamster. I'm a hamster.
Princess Twinkle Tush the hamster.
Yes.
And what's your purpose in life?
Well, what I do is I go around the country educating people about ass jewelry.
And you're a hamster.
Yeah.
This could end poorly for you. You realize this, right?
Have you ever heard of the Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
I got one of those, but it's a scale model.
So it's a critter tail.
What? No.
It's a habitat.
It's a Chevy. It's a Chevy. It's okay, fine. Okay, it's a habit trail, but it's got wheels and an engine and bulletproof glass.
You mean plastic.
It's bulletproof glass.
All right.
Bulletproof. It's totally bulletproof. Case in point, I've never been shot.
So, Princess Twinkle Tush, tell us about the ass jewelry.
Okay, so. Are you troubled by the sight of your pet's asshole? Like me, I always wondered if there was some way to fix that. Well, there's not. But now there's a way to conceal it. The only way to conceal it is with butt jewelry, like Twinkle Tush. Comes in cubic zirconia, ruby, diamond, emerald, and also just plain old gravel. Buyers today at princesstwinkletush.com. Shipping and handling extra.
Okay, you need to go and buy that domain like stat.
But yeah, I already have it. I'm Princess Twinkle Tush. I mean, look at me. Look at me. I'm totally a hamster. How do I hold the phone with such little hands?
Bluetooth?
Probably Bluetooth.
Probably Bluetooth.
I can imagine it's Bluetooth. I mean, well, that makes sense.
And you can just jump on the buttons.
Yup.
I'm concerned for the well-being of the hamster.
We got derailed talking about equality.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the problem...
It's amazing how quickly equality derailed into ass jewelry, isn't
ass
it?
Ass jewelry! So, the problem with the internet is no matter what you believe, it's easy to go out and find some pseudo-journalistic or not even remotely journalistic site that has posted an article that agrees with you. And then you post it as if it were news or a valid opinion, usually with the caption, boom, or this, or see, or even... interesting. When it's not interesting, it's not boom, it's not this, it's not here, it's not even journalism. I would be much more interested. I would be much happier. I would unfriend fewer people if people would just be honest and post what they believed as opposed to linking to some bullshit pseudo-journalistic site that agrees with their opinion as opposed to just spouting their opinion and saying, hey, this is what I believe. I'm not going to back down on that. Good for you. But a lot of people were posting pseudo-journalistic articles about the Supreme Court's decisions, especially the dissenting decisions, saying that they were utter nonsense, which they were not utter nonsense. People are saying Scalia is out of touch. People are saying that Scalia is a villain. His dissenting opinion essentially said that it shouldn't be the Supreme Court's dominion to force states to do this. And right, I agree.
Right. He was pretty much saying the judicial branch should stay the judicial branch and not suddenly become legislative.
Yeah.
Which is a very valid point when you look at the structure of the government.
And absolutely not nonsense. However,
and yet, when you're looking at something that's a case of fundamental rights, which is kind of where the other justices fell.
Oh, absolutely. No, and I'm glad it happened. I'm sad it had to come to a Supreme Court order.
Right.
And it's still, of course, making news. I guess it was somewhere in, I'd say Kentucky, but it doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Yeah,
somewhere
it was
in
Kentucky.
The Deep South. Where a county clerk denied a gay couple a marriage license.
And, of course, it's all over social media instantly.
It is. And, of course, the country is divided because the rednecks and the fundamental Christians, they don't want them guys to marry.
The next Civil War is going to be about marriage equality.
Hey, why not? Hey, speaking of the Civil War, what is the other big issue right now? The Confederate flag.
Yeehaw.
The Confederate flag has so many people up in arms. Now, I will say that when we were kids, the Confederate flag, the South, it was all romanticized, especially because it was prevalent in popular culture thanks to the Dukes of Hazzard. So the protagonists drove a car with the Confederate flag on the roof named the General Lee. As kids with no real
context
yeah. exactly of slavery or of the Civil War, it seemed cool. And I was also very, very, very interested in the historical significance of the Civil War. I have a Confederate flag. I used to have it on my wall. I also had a lot of other historic items that my grandparents brought back from Gettysburg. Had some Confederate money. It was a replica, obviously, and replicas of the Gettysburg Address, the Declaration of Independence. All that stuff is historical stuff.
In the context of someone who collects historical stuff.
Yes, but the problem is, when you have a Confederate flag displayed prominently in your room or otherwise, even if you know what it means, if somebody else...
You have to constantly explain yourself.
Yes, if somebody else doesn't know what it means, then you are. Yeah, you're in the process
of...
You might be a redneck. You're constantly explaining your position to other people. And in truth, the flag does hurt some people when they see it. I mean, whether it's, you know, justified or not, it stands for something that is so backward and that we've come so far from, hopefully. It should have no meaning, but it still has meaning for some people. And I don't always err on the side of, oh, we should ban everything. My personal experience with display of the Confederate flag went something like this. In high school, when I've had this Confederate flag on my wall for 10 years now, because I got it when I think I was like 7, I had two friends come over who just happened to be black. We were on the track team together. They came over to play video games. And they walked into my room, and one of them said, oh, I see what you're about. Stringing up the brothers. And I was like, no, why would you think that? Well, because one whole wall is covered by a Confederate flag. And this is something that took me aback because I never considered that. And I thought about this literally for years. It crossed my mind several times. And what I came to a conclusion about is, regardless of your intent with the display of an item, if that item can cause pain or consternation in somebody that you actually like, God forbid if you love, then you have a choice to make. And I erred on the side of not hurting people that I loved. So I took that down and packed it up and never displayed it again. And that's just my experience with it. It means so much more to people in the South, I would imagine. It means so much more who lived through Jim Crow. It means so much more to people who lived through segregation and discrimination. And I think just the removal of it would be it's a symbol. It's nothing but a symbol, but it's also symbolic, hopefully, of progress and change.
I think one of the issues that we're kind of skirting around, too, is that there's, you know, we live in a free country. People have a right to express their opinions. That's one of the things that makes this country amazing. And yet, the government and representatives of the government are not individual people. And when somebody who's a representative of a government, for example, I don't know, the state of South Carolina,
right,
is displaying something that is a symbol that does have a lot of contextual meaning, that is known contextual meaning. It's not just a, hey, it can be all of these different things. And, you know, it's very different when it is an inadvertent message that is being passive aggressively sent from the government as opposed to an individual. I mean, individuals have the right to say and think whatever they want, and that's what makes this country great, and it sucks for some people too, because one, freedom is dangerous, and freedom means people are stupid.
Well, I heard Pendulette one time say that the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom to be stupid.
Right. Freedom to be assholes.
I agree. I completely agree. You know, there are people that we're related to that are clinging to the Confederate flag as some sort of, I don't know, symbol of their individuality. They're also the reason I'm not going to the family reunion.
Hello.
Everybody's looking at Heather.
What? I just don't want to go because I'm not social.
Colin?
Well, one thing... What, does this mean it's over? Okay, well, never mind. I was just going to say that... Never mind.
All right.
We're done.
Hey, maybe we'll pick it up later on. Guys, thank you very much for joining us on this comeback episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Yes, we're going to keep the name, even though Son of Cheese is pretty much dead, and we always go longer than a half hour. But it has been fun getting back behind the microphones. I've been Derek Knight of, well, actionbearimprov.com. Go check that out. Jessica Schlager joined us.
Yes, I'm Jessica of actionbearimprov.com.
The proper sign-off is fuck Montrose.
That's what I was going to say.
Heather Knight.
Fuck Montrose.
Colin Burton.
Yeah, I have no web presence.
Justin Prophet was in the room.
He's waving from his couch.
Guys, again, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully we'll be back soon.